Thank you for the organizer of this workshop for inviting me for the second time to come here and to give a talk. And today I present you some idea and some enhancement in decision tree. Decision tree is very popular tools used in data mining, and my presentation will follow this outline. First of all, I will give you some recall. It's very important to understand why the insensitivity of the criterion to the sample size is very important. So I give you before some recall. And to solve this problem, I propose an entropy measure sensitive to the sample size. And I also propose to use lattice instead of decision tree, and I try to explain and to justify why I propose this this structure. And then I will give you an example on boundary control, and I will conclude. And if you have enough time, I'll give you a demo on software. So let me suppose that we have in a classification task. What does it mean? That it means that we have a predicted attribute, which is a categorical variable with a set, a finite set of values, C1 to Cn. And we have a sample, learning sample, I noted omega. The sample of this, the size of this sample is n. And for each individual of this learning sample, I suppose known the predictive attribute and also the predicted attribute. So when we build decision tree, basically we built a set of partition on omega, a big omega, and those partitions are more and more pure. And I will explain how we do that and what's the meaning, what's behind this procedure. Let's suppose we are in the root of the tree. We have the first partition is one with one element, is the whole omega, the whole set of the whole set omega, and here the distribution of the classes on the root. So the first operation we do is to split this first set in partition with here, for instance, for four elements, omega 1 to omega 4, according to a criteria. And at each node, terminal node, we have also the distribution of the classes in this node. This operation is done according to a special criteria. I know this criteria, theta. And this theta is calculated over on the partition brought about by XK. And the process will continue step by step. At each step, we refine the previous partition, and we create here a new partition with six elements. We call that terminal nodes, and I can see that as a partition. And also we have the measure of the quality of this partition on the partition P2, which is theta. Theta on P2, of P2. Sorry. So, and so on, until we get the right and the last partition represented here by this color blue. And the size of the partition is very important in this case. The partition has 10 elements, and also it is assessed by the criteria theta. What's theta? Theta is basically a weighted value of entropy measured on the current partition. WS here is the weight of each terminal nodes or of each element of the partition. This is the size of the node. H of S is the purity of S. We can use one of the classical measure of entropy, for instance here the Shannon's entropy, and here the quadratic entropy, and whatever. We have many possibilities for that, for this operation. WS is the probability of the path S, because here let me notice that the definition, the theoretical definition of the entropy is based on the probability. In this, basically in a decision tree, we don't know, and very often we don't know the real probability of the classes according on each subset of omega. So basically we estimate this unknown probability by the size, which is the number of elements in S divided by the size of the sample. And at each node, basically, the probability to belong for an individual in S to belong to the class I is basically estimated by the local frequency. And let me recall what's an entropy measure. Formally, an entropy measure is calculated on is a map from any vector. This is the dimension of the simplex, and for each vector we calculate a positive value, and this function must check to be an entropy measure, must check some properties, the symmetry. It means that for a vector of probability, if we permit the element of this vector, we have the same value of the entropy. And the entropy is minimal when only the probability is concentrated on one class. That means it exists y, such as gamma y equal 1, and otherwise other elements are all equal to 0. And this entropy is maximal when we have the equidistribution. All the values of the probabilities here are equivalent to 1 over n. And also continuity and concavity. Let me show you a concrete example. For if we suppose that we have two classes, P1 and P2, each this function is represented here for two classes. Here is the entropy of Darroxy with the parameter beta. Beta must be positive and different from 1, and you can see the chip for different value of beta of this function. And here you have also one other measure of entropy, which is the entropy of Rigny. And all the properties, the previous properties, are verified by all those functions of entropy. Let me highlight also that at each partition omega, P on omega is described by model phi. What's a model? A model is a set of rules, such as if condition, then conclusion, and here we have the error of this conclusion. For instance, in this node or in this element of the last partition, we have the description of the of this path, x equal k, and xv equal b, and so on, and the error rate. The measurement of the quality of the learning is basically, at the first stage, is basically assessed by the error, the global error rate, which is the average error over the terminal nodes. Fs is the weight of the terminal node S, and epsilon S is the error rate at the node S. Here everything is well known, and it was just a recall to understand what I mean by sensitivity. So When we build a tree, we have a function by which we assess the quality of the partition PS. Basically, as we have seen, it's a weighted entropy on each node. And also, we have the error rate. When we start from the root, we have, for instance, the value of the function, and also we have the error rate. And when we go through the algorithm, we built a set of partition, and the number of elements in the partition, here the partition 4, is always increasing. And the value of both criterion are always, I insist that are always decreasing or constant. This is very important. Always, those criteria, whatever your choice, you can choose this variable instead of this one, you are always decreasing. And what you change is only the shape of the curve. If you choose another criteria, maybe you change the curve, but always you have decreasing function. So at this stage we can say that the best, according to this property, that the function, both functions are decreasing, we must conclude that the best partition should be the largest, given by the largest tree. Otherwise, we don't need any criteria, we don't need any algorithm for building the tree, we just have to go through the variable and to use any variable, even selected randomly, and we will always decrease the value of this criteria until we reach the best, the optimal value. As you can imagine, this is not, I just show you, the situation is always decreasing, you just change the shape. So, shall we consider the predictive model associated to the largest tree as the best one? Definitely not. And everyone here say in his mind, it's not possible. So, why we use this criteria? The question so is, let's check something. In data mining, and when we use decision tree, basically we want to find a predictor, and we want to apply this predictor on a known individual for whom we don't have the class, and we want to predict the class. Let's suppose that we have omega t, which is a sample test. And if we, at each step, we calculate the value of the error, which is the number of cases missed by the predictor, so the error rate on the sample test may have this following shape. What does it mean? Does it mean it probably likely decrease at one time, it starts to increase. And so the right size of the tree is not what we conclude that is the largest partition, but is something, it's a partition which is situated over here, and we have to find it because we want to predict, we want to have a predictor which is reliable. So the problem is, and even is the fact that the criteria used to build the tree are not suitable for building the right tree, and we have to use something else. This is not, those criteria are not good, even though they are basically all the criteria used in decision tree are based on entropy measure. And this problem has been seen by many authors. And let me show you where is the main reason of this inconsistency. Look here, I have a partition. This is single partition, partition on omega with 8 elements, 8 subgroup. And here we have partition also on omega with 16 groups. Suppose that I have one variable xk, and here I have another variable xv, which brings about this partition. If you calculate the entropy measure on this node, on this partition, and on this partition, and on this partition, you will obtain the same value. But when we see, I can't imagine that this partition is equivalent to this one. I want to penalize this situation. I don't want to see this kind of situation because I don't learn anything with this partition, neither with this one. So the probability used for the calculation of the criteria are estimated locally by the frequencies without taking into account the fact that the sample size at each node is decreasing. And this is the main issue. Here, it's assumed that this vector of probability is equivalent to this one and is equivalent to this one. In practical, in the reality, there are not, in the opinion of statisticians, they are not equivalent, because if you calculate the confidence interval in this case, and in this case, and this case, you will not have the same confidence interval. What do you want is to have reliable predictive model. So we have to manage this situation. Some authors are aware about this problem, and some of them say that, okay, if we have a large data set in each node, we don't need any criteria, we don't need any algorithm, we just build the tree, and we can obtain by this way the best partition. This is true if you have a really huge amount of data. And then, even though I have never seen a situation in which you have at each node, whatever the number of variables, you have always a large data set. If the probabilities are known at each node, you don't need any algorithm. Because of we are evaluating the probabilities on each node, we are estimating the probability at each node, we need to take into account the size of the sample. Some authors suppose that the predictive attributes are independent. And also, if the attributes are independent, you can basically, at the root, you have enough individual. You can estimate at the root the posterior probabilities, and by applying a Bayes formula, you can calculate at each node the exact probability. It's very easy to calculate at each node the right probability of each class. But this hypothesis is very strong, and we can't accept in data mining that attributes are independent. But if you agree with this hypothesis, there is no problem. You can build decision tree with with good property of in generalization. Some other authors say that we should start from the largest tree, for instance, Breiman and Quinlan, and by pruning procedure, we will move back to the right size, the right tree. And the procedure used to do this pruning is different from the procedure by which we build the tree. This is another procedure. This could be not very very convenient. Some of them also say that we should fix a minimum size in each node before splitting. Guys, why not? what's the number? What's the size we should fix? I think the best and the closest response to the real problem consists in introducing a penalty parameter for the complexity. What's the complexity? As we have seen, the complexity is the size of the tree, the number of terminal nodes, the size of the current partition. If we control the size of the partition, we may stop at this, or at one time, we may stop the process at the right size. So, and we can also, to avoid to have too many nodes, we can also merge some modalities of each variable. And this process of merge I will talk about is very important. And I'm not exhaustive, but some authors also propose to use statistical criteria to solve the growing process at the right depth. In all of these situations, the criteria for growing the tree remain insensitive to the sample of the size. So here, my goal is to formulate a new criteria which depends on both frequencies, vector, and the size of the sample on which the frequencies are estimated. This we may avoid the overfitting without post-treatment nor external parameterization such as fix the number of elements at each node or pruning or whatever. So let me go back to the definition of the entropy. What should be this new measure of entropy sensitive to the sample size? It is always a map from the set of vector to R plus. And this new entropy H hat must check some property, the symmetry. It's also the property of the classical entropy measure. The minimality is very important here. I don't say that the minimality should be zero, but I said that if we have any model distribution, the entropy should be minimal, not zero. When the size of the sample increases or tends to the infinity, this entropy becomes zero. But on the sample size, the entropy must remain positive. The maximality doesn't change, and I introduce two new conditions and two new axioms. This one is the sensitivity. It means that this entropy measure, this new entropy measure, must be better if the size of the sample we have to decrease. Remember that the entropy, the best is the lowest is the best. So if we have the same distribution, but the size of each distribution are different, this is less lower than this one, so the entropy must decrease on the node which has the same distribution but a greater number of elements. This is the sensitivity, and this is a consequence, the convergence when n tends to the infinity, the entropy, the new entropy tends to the theoretical entropy based on the probability which are unknown. And also the concavity is very important function. Are we able to find something which take function which checks all those properties? Yes, it's very simple. We have a family of function. I propose, we have a family, to get H as an entropy function on gamma hat. Gamma hat are the estimators of the frequencies, but by the Laplace estimator, not by the likelihood estimator, but the Laplace estimator. And if you estimate your probability by this quantity, the entropy becomes sensitive to the sample size, and you can have something when you are growing the tree, you can reach a point from where it starts to increase. So you break the decreasing shape of the entropy. And you, if you use, for instance, you can use any entropy like entropy of Shannon, and you can see P instead of Fe log Fe, you use this estimator, and also this one, and all and any entropy measure, if you estimate the probability by this quantity, you get an entropy sensitive to the sample of size. So the size of sample. Let me show you on graphically. If you need the demonstration, the proof, I can give you the proof. Look, here I have a distribution which is constant on the partition. I just modify the size of the sample from n equals 0 to n equals 5,000, and lambda, the parameter lambda here, it is always positive from 0 to 220. As you can see, for a fixed lambda, the value of the entropy is decreasing until the theoretical entropy of this distribution. And the lambda, the impact of lambda becomes very small when the size of the sample is big. How to fix lambda? What we propose is to use a soft constraint. I call soft constraint. I try to explain. Suppose that you have two nodes with the same distribution. The only one difference between them is here we have tau plus one individual, and here we have only tau. According to if we use the criteria, the entropy sensitive to the sample, the value of the function here should be smaller than this, the value on this node. So what I want to say is to define a threshold. Below this threshold, I consider that I must penalize strongly the nodes. So what I will propose is to maximize, to find the lambda star which maximize the difference in such situation. And it's very easy to find lambda. It's optimization problem, classical optimization problem. I show on here for m equal 3 on graphical. You can see the value of lambda here, and here you have the tau, the parameter tau, and the value is about 0.6. And for if m equal to the number of classes is 2, and tau fixed to 2, so the value, the optimal value of lambda is this one. But this is one proposal, it's not the... This is one issue I was addressing. I was looking for a function which is sensitive to the sample of size. Let me address a new issue. It is the lattice, the structure tree or lattice. In the first algorithm of for building decision tree, the author were aware about the importance of the number of issues, and shared. For instance, propose to merge, to look for the best merge, the best partition on the set of the values taken by the variable on the nodes. For instance, if the origin variable xk has four modalities in shed, we look for instance, to reduce according to a certain criteria the number of responses. In Bremen, proposed more strong grouping, which leads to a binary tree. It proposed to look for the best bipartition over the values taken by the attribute. So the merge is allowed here only within border nodes. We understand why they introduce the merge, because the merge is introduced to control the growing of the tree, of the size of the tree. So let me represent differently what happened here. For instance, we have used a split with a variable, and then we decided to group, for instance, two individuals. So this structure is not tree, but it is lattice. And why we don't, and then we can continue to split. And the question is, why we don't try to merge nodes which don't have the same father, for instance, like this situation or this situation? The question arises is this one. And two sub-questions. The first one, are we able always to produce a model? Yes, for instance, this path, each node gives a rule as in the tree, but instead of having only a conjunction, we may have disjunction. Here, for instance, xk belongs to this interval, and this or this condition must be checked, and this one. Okay? And you can read the tree as this by this way. The problem is, can we use our criterion for such operation to make this operation natural in the process of building the tree? The response is yes, because according to the property of sensitivity, if you have this situation and this situation, the algorithm, if you want to decrease the value of this entropy, you may merge these two nodes because they are proportional. We have the same proportion in class 1, same proportion in class 2 in both nodes. And so the value of the criteria should decrease in this case. And so we obtain a new approach based on lattice, in which we may have something like that. And let me now treat an example. And this example concerns the quality control of brandy. I think in all country you have the same problem. In France we have an office which is in charge of the control of the brandy sold in the market. What do they do? They go to the market and they buy a set of bottles, for instance, Kirsch, Plum, Pear, and so on. And the first test they do is to check if the toxicity is good, is normal, and they check a list of parameters. And at the end, they ask, the best job here, they ask someone to test if the brand, the Kirsch, for instance, is real, in reality the Kirsch, or is the Plum, or Pear. And the idea here is to use a chromatograph which is able to evaluate the concentration of different parameters in each alcohol, and then we build a model by which we avoid to this guy to have to test always the so many bottles a day, and to predict automatically the value of this. So let me show you first the set of data. Let me show you the set of the pen, and I will be back to. Okay, anyway. Okay, this is the data. These are the data. We have the type set of bottle, Kirsch, Plump, Pier, and so on. And you have a set of data here. And what I did is with different parameters of lambda, I built. Okay, this is one. Sorry. Look at the with lambda equals zero, what we obtain, and when lambda increase, the main remark is the number of nodes will decrease, and with lambda equal t 10, I show you on the rules we obtain at each if we allow merging between nodes which are not from the same father. We may obtain something like that, and the rules are automatically generated by the software. And in 2 minutes, I'll show you on the software. Before concluding, I'll give you, for instance, let's check what we obtain if we use stop analysis on the same data method. We use, for instance, CART with Gini criteria, and we do cross validation, advanced analytic cross validation, tenfold is very, very fast. Fourfold, okay. The tree is growing, and now, okay, 9, 10. And, okay, and we get 82%. Accuracy in cross-validation if we use CART, for instance, with the pruning procedure on this data set. If I use, for instance, CPNA with the method, another method, for instance, CPNA with FISBIN, and I fix the parameter lambda method, okay, and I fix the parameter lambda, I force lambda to be, for instance, 10. Okay. And I do cross-validation. Start automatic. Okay. Cross-validation. Okay. And you can see that we have sometime fusion between nodes. 9. Okay. And we get 84% by using this kind of procedure. And and the tree is built, for instance, like this. This is the tree we obtain when we allow the merging, and then we can compute the rules and generate automatically the rules, compute the rule. And the rule associated to this lattice are expressed here, and can get those rules and put them in the chromatograph, and the chromatograph becomes clearer. Thank you very much for your attention.